We are talking guards here, and I just got to be honest with you guys. Like, I feel as good as I can. And listen, no one's going to give him a chance. Nobody should give him a chance. Like, baseball's rigged. Let's just be honest with you. Baseball is rigged against small market teams, and teams like the Guardians, who even amongst small market teams are kind of middle-of-the-road spenders for small market teams, not for big market teams, and who, quite frankly, this year, what is it, $20 million in dead cap between Laureano and one or two other guys? So, like, the reality is no one expects you to win because you're the plucky little upstart. I will say, I hate house money. I really do. And here's why. Just because there are some truities in baseball. The game is rigged for big market teams. Just because small market teams usually have some sort of limitation to them, and we see that even in the Guardians. I mean, on any given night, you can count on a good night, 6 of the 9 hitters in the lineup. On a good night, we're maybe getting 5 innings from a starter and then turning it over the bullpen. So I haven't seen the limitations with the Guardians. What people miss, though, when they say the rotation isn't very good, what people miss, though, when they say, well, the lineup isn't very good, or you can't manage the bullpen in the same way in a 7-game series, which actually is a valid conversation we have to have after the way Game 5 was managed by Stephen Vogt. The reality is, all those things are generalities. None of those things have to do, well, okay, but they've got 3 hitters to your Jose. All right, well, but they've got Gerrit Cole and you've got Tanner Bibee. Okay, you still have to play the damn series. And so I don't really care that no one's giving him a chance. It doesn't offend me because no one would give them a chance. It doesn't matter. You could have Juan Soto. If the Guardians had traded for Juan Soto 2 years ago, people would still say, well, you don't have enough starting pitching. Hell, if you had traded for Jack Flaherty, who right now is rolling for the Dodgers, they'd say, well, yeah, it's Jack Flaherty, but Bibee's not really. There's no interesting thought or analysis going into this series. And I'm sure you guys heard the audio. You're going to hear it again. We're going to play A-Rod and Derek Jeter having a chuckle hut moment talking about what an easy path it is. I don't give a damn. I don't care. Because those are generalities. Right? When Scott Braun joined us 2 weeks and was like, yeah, the Guardians have no chance to win a World Series. You think they do? I don't care. Because about once every decade, a small market team does the thing that everybody said they couldn't do. A decade ago was Kansas City. You are the last of three teams, or sorry, the last of the 4 teams in baseball, and the team with the lowest payroll. I don't care. All that stuff goes out the window because the Yankees, I think they're a team that plays with a lot of talent. I also think they're a team that is consistently in the playoffs here recently, guys. They have not played up to their... The Yankees should have won a World Series. You could make a case. The Yankees should have won a World Series each of the last 10 years. They haven't. Same thing with the Dodgers, by the way, who I think right now, that's the team you should be afraid of. With Ohtani playing the way Ohtani's playing, you can tell he's making up for lost time with that lackluster Angels franchise by hitting every baseball and hitting the cover off baseball. So no one's selling this as this is going to be easy. It's not. But the Guardians can absolutely win this one. I think it starts with getting tonight. Rodon is not the same level of pitcher that Gerrit Cole is. If you take game one, you're playing with house money and then some, even though we hate that phrase. Because then it puts all the pressure on Gerrit Cole. And here's the thing about this Yankees team, and this is a historical thing. This is not a this year thing because they've handled their business this year. They made quick work of the Royals. But this Yankees team has been a lot like previous iterations of the Boston Celtics until this year, which is that when they get punched in the mouth in the postseason, they just fall apart. And again, that requires the Guardians to do the punching. But the Guardians can win the ALCS. It starts with Vogt learning his lessons from Game 5. You're going to have a longer leash with some of these starters. I really do think, in 4 of the 7 games to win, you're going to need to obey the 5-inning rule. The closer you get to 5 innings from your starter, the closer you are to winning. And that's probably going to put more pressure on the offense, like even tonight. Alex Cobb did not go as far into the game in his one start as Matthew Boyd did in his first start. Gave you a good chance, but probably didn't give you enough innings. You're probably going to have to manage Alex Cobb a little differently and give him a little bit more leeway. That starts tonight. But if they're going to win this series, and maybe not in all four games, but certainly when you start stacking these games back-to-back, like games one and games two and then games three and game four, if there's no off day in between a game, in one of those starts, you're going to need at least 5 innings from your starter. And that's 5 innings of quality baseball. So probably 3 or less earned. So that's number one. I also think the five-hitter rule also approaches here. It doesn't matter which 5 hitters it is. Well, okay, that's not entirely true. But on any given night, they need 5 hitters to show up. And if that's Kwan, Lane Thomas, David Fry, Brian Rocchio, and Jose Ramirez, like has most often been the case, then so be it. If one night it's Andrés Giménez, or one night maybe Josh Naylor wakes up from his sleeping coma, that's not fair. He's actually been okay. He just hasn't come up in the biggest moments of the game. He's made a couple plays. Probably we could use a few more from him. So in the same way that in at least 4 of these 7 games, you're going to need quality starts or something close to it from your starting pitchers, on any given night, you're going to need 5 of your hitters to show up. Because where the Yankees can go ahead and erase a 3-run deficit with 1 swing of the bat, it's harder for you to do that. Doesn't mean you can't do it. You have more power than you did last year. And I think people were surprised by the Guardians' power in the Detroit series. Don't care. I think if you obey the 2-5 rules there, the 5-hitter rule and the 5-inning rule, and Vogt doesn't overmanage the rotation or bullpen, I think that's how it starts. And then you add to it, take tonight. It doesn't mean, by the way, tonight we're going to do this thing. Is it a must win? Every freaking game in this series is a must win. It's the ALCS. But the earlier you get that first win, I think the better for you, because the Yankees do. Listen, house money, miss me with that crap. The Yankees do have all the pressure here. The downside of every analyst saying this is the easiest path to a World Series ring, the downside is the second that you lose a game, all hell is going to break loose. So the sooner you can put that pressure on the Yankees and continue to try putting pressure on the Yankees, the more likely it is that they're going to fold. 216-474-0092. What do you guys think is the key to winning the ALCS? We got more on this, but Zach has given us a call here. What's up, buddy? Happy game one of the ALCS day. That's terrible branding. Just go with it.
Hey, what's up? So I think the Guardians could beat anyone. They just beat Scooble. They could beat Cole. They could beat anyone. No Browns talk today. Only Guardians. Let's go. Lane Thomas is going to blast that ball to the moon. Let's go.
Look at that.
Go, Guardians.
Give me one more let's go.
Let's go!
There we go. All right. We got a youngster pitching in there. He was very excited. And I'll be honest with you, he could have been a little bit more concise with his takes. I don't care, because that's the energy I want today. Let's go with Anthony in Cleveland Heights. What is your key to the Guardians winning the ALCS?
What is my key? Well, you know what? I'll say what you're saying. We're going to have to go get more length out of the starters than we did in the series versus Detroit, which is fine. You know, I don't think, you know, one thing I wanted to say is, you know, I saw on the X and the other social media sites where, you know, the guy's an aggressive manager. Okay. So, you know, when Kate Smith came in, I was startled. I said, wow, we know now this guy is not going to wait to make the decision that he thinks is the right decision at any point in time. So, you know, I think we just need to understand this is the Vogt philosophy going forward. And he could have kept Boyd in. They could have given out a couple runs, and people said, you got the best bullpen in the league, and you didn't get to it in a deciding game 5. So the guy is not going to wait. He's just not. you know, so that's my opinion on Boyd coming out that early on Saturday. So the other thing I'll throw out there, Cobb has a high ground ball ratio, so maybe that plays into a good outing today. Judge and Soto don't get any decent wood on the ball, and so maybe that's something to look out for. Andrew Walters, he had a great pitch against Verling in the fifth inning Saturday. It was only 1-0. The count was 3-2, and he got him to swing at a high strike. It was out of the zone, and I think that was good to see in such a high leverage, the highest of leverage situations. So I wouldn't, even though he struggled Saturday, I don't think he's out of in Boat's doghouse or anything like that.
Anthony, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much there. Here's the thing. It didn't hit you in that game because it was the deciding game in terms of hooking Matthew Boyd early. It didn't end up killing you. It really could have. And so I'm all here for the aggressiveness of Stephen Vogt. And I actually think, like, when you have two aggressive managers, and you saw that, you saw how A.J. Hinch, what was that, game two, we're going to throw a lefty to make you put a lefty lineup out there. Sorry, we're going to pull a righty to get your lefty lineup out there, and we're going to pull him quick and put a lefty in there. All right? I don't think Aaron Boone's going to do that. I think Aaron Boone is very much back into the, I'm going to sit back and let the game happen. I think that's an advantage for the Guardians. But that doesn't mean that just all gas, no brakes is going to work simply because you have back-to-back games a lot in this series. That's where there's going to be moments where you can't pull Matthew Boyd after two innings. You just can't. And I think it was equal parts. There is pulling Matthew Boyd in game five after two innings. Then there is Sobrowski, third of an inning. Walters, third of an inning. Even Gattis and Morgan having to go two-thirds of an inning. If you're going to pull your starter early, and again, he was managing to win the game. So this is where it becomes, you're probably not going to handle this the same way at the start of a series as you will the end of the series. It was a real risk. And going to Class A for that many times, multiple innings or more than an inning, is a real risk. I'm okay with you being aggressive. I'm okay with you taking risks. But in a seven-game series, you're going to have to be a little bit more patient with your starters, even if you like to be aggressive and you like to have that feel. It is going to be more of a balance in the series because the series is longer and you're stacking more games back-to-back. The Guardians win the ALCS if, finish that sentence, 216-474-0092. When we come back, yeah, we're going to talk about exactly what happened this weekend. Can't completely ignore it. Browns talk. Yay. On the way on 92.3 The Fan.